It's made with a wooden frame that's shaped more like this, like an X. You could put a log, you know, on it, brace it for cutting. See, not for me with that.
No.
I heard a wood rack or sawbuck.
No.
Okay. All right. If you get up in the morning on your hair, you might use either a comb or a
brush.
Yeah, in the verb form, you say you're going to what your
to
hair.
To brush my hair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is something that men would use to sharpen a straight razor on. That would be leather thing, you know.
Leather strop is what I've heard.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Alright, talking about weapons, you might say that you fire a shell in a shotgun, but you put what in a pistol or a rifle?
Oh, in a pistol you'd put bullets.
Okay, and another word that we do here begins with a C. Alright, something that you played on when you were a child, one got on one end and one on the other.
Okay, a teeter-totter or seesaw.
Yeah, what did you say you were doing when you played on it?
Seesawing.
Okay. What about one that would spin around?
Merry-go-round.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard any other words for that?
No.
You know flying, Jenny?
I've heard it.
Have heard
Flying Jenny.
Okay. Does that strike you as old-fashioned?
Yeah.
This is something that you would suspend from the limb of the tree. That's
a swing.
Sure. Okay. All right. We'll do this section then.
Okay.
People around here use coal for heating. Be familiar with a container that you might keep next to the stove or whatever that would have some coal in it?
Coal bucket.
Mm-hmm. No. How is that? Go ahead.
Or a coal bin.
Okay.
Would be a place for storing coal. Mm-hmm. Outside maybe, or in a cellar.
Mm-hmm. The coal bucket, was it just like any other bucket? Was it
no,
shaped any differently?
It was shaped differently.
Mm-hmm. Did it have sort of kind of a spout to it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know the term coal scuttle?
Yes.
Is that the same thing?
I have not used the word.
Mm-hmm. But you've heard?
Uh-huh. Coal scuttle.
Okay. What would you call the pipe that runs out the back of a coal burning stove? That's just the... You know, runs out the back of the stove into the wall.
Is it just a pipe?
Sure. Would you call a pipe a stove pipe?
Stove pipe.
Okay, fine. All right, this is something that you would use for yard work. It has one wheel in the front, and you pick up on it. It has handles.
A wheelbarrow.
Mm-hmm. And this is something that you would...
Excuse me.
Sure. Okay. This is something that you would hold in your hand to sharpen a knife or kind of a little rock.
Yeah. Let's see, a whetstone? Is that,
sure.
Is that what it is?
And a bigger one you might use for sharpening an axe.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of what it's called, but my grandfather had one in his yard. A grindstone.
Sure.
A grindstone.
Sure. And the vehicle I drove up in, that's just
a car.
Okay. What about, this word, if you were making a cake, you would do what to the pan to
grease it.
Yeah, the past, what that would be, an hour ago, I...
Grease.
Yeah, if you get that stuff on your hands are
greasy.
Sure.
See how it goes.
Okay, say if you had your car at the service station, you might ask.